And right now we're talking about Callan Park in the Inner West. On the 1st of October, the New South Wales government delivered the Exposure Bill, Greater Sydney Parklands Trust. And it aims to change how Callan Park in the Inner West Council suburb of Lilyfield is managed. The changes proposed would have the Inner West Council removed as the consent authority and alter the Callan Park Special Provisions Act, resulting in commercialisation and privatisation of the park. Now, here this morning to give us more information about these changes and what they'll mean for the future of Callan Park is the Inner West Mayor, Rochelle Porteous. Rochelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Willie. I'm good, thank you.
Tell us about the Exposure Bill and how this will impact Callan Park.
Yes, well, the Greater Sydney Parklands Trust Bill, this Exposure Bill, which takes in not just Callan Park, but really all of the iconic parks in Sydney. It's a bit of a job lot of all their most precious parks. But it's proposing to basically do a one-size-fits-all with parks. And Callan Park is quite an extraordinary park. It's a park that we've fought very hard for many years to save. And it's got a fantastic piece of legislation, the Callan Park Special Provisions Act 2002, which does provide very strong protection for the park. And we've needed that protection, to be quite honest, because we've had a number of experiences with both state government, both Labor and Liberal, seeking to put development on the park and seeking to privatise the park over time in different ways.
Oh, no. And so what would the commercialisation and privatisation of Callan Park, what would that result in? Is that like it just becomes much more vulnerable to, I guess, you know, development?
Well, at the moment, for example, only not-for-profits can tender for any of the buildings on Callan Park and can undertake any of the activities on Callan Park. So you've got, you know, your local sporting clubs, for example, because we've got three big sporting fields on Callan Park, which were all completely built and developed by former Leichhardt Council, which obviously was the predecessor to the Inner West Council. We've got, you know, a very large NGO sector, which is basically organisations concentrated on mental health wellness. And we've got, you know, iconic organisations like the Writers' Centre there, and we've had Kirkbride, which until recently had the Sydney College of the Arts. They're just some of the buildings. There's 160 buildings on the site, but there's also a very significant open space. It's 60 hectares in total, Callan Park.
Oh, wow. Where would those groups go if it changed?
Well, the problem is that what's being proposed is very unclear as to how tenders in the future for any of the buildings would be assessed. It simply says that there would be a preference for a not-for-profit, but that really opens the floodgate to commercialisation because you're for-profits. I mean, if you think about it, who's likely to offer the highest rent, a for-profit organisation or a not-for-profit organisation? So the over time, what you most likely see is your not-for-profits would be pushed off the site in preference to commercial entities, including possibly with the sporting fields as well. I mean, there's nothing, and I have had this checked legally as well, there's nothing to stop the community sport, which is currently on the site, being pushed off in favour of, for example, private schools who want to have exclusive use of a sporting field or elite sporting clubs taking over. We've certainly seen that or attempts for that to happen on other sporting fields that Inner West Council owns and manages. So it would not be something that is unlikely to happen.
Yeah. What is the Inner West Council doing to try and prevent these changes?
Well, Inner West Council and everybody can put a submission into government. The submission closed on the 29th, so there's only a couple of days left to make those submissions. We're strongly encouraging everybody to make a submission and to say to the government that they do not want this bill and they do not want changes made to the Callan Park Act. We're also running an online public meeting this evening at 6 o'clock. You can get details for that on the website, on the Inner West Council website. So I'd encourage you to join the online meeting as well. We've also, you know, helped the local community to campaign with some posters and some banners and some encouragement, again, on social media for people to make those submissions.
Okay, great. And so our listeners, do we need to live in the Inner West, or if, you know, if we just believe that this is something that should be protected and kind of bit of a precedent?
You can live anywhere. Okay. I mean, Callan Park is much loved right across Sydney, and we have people from all over Sydney enjoying Callan Park, particularly at the weekends, as it's also part of the Bay Run. So, yeah, please do that, and please let's make sure that we preserve Callan Park and everything that we love about Callan Park.
Yes, we will put a link to all of those things on our website so people can, when they find the show or the story, the show notes, they can easily find the link there. Alternatively, just head on over to the Inner West Council website. I imagine there will be, you know, information there for you. Rochelle Porteous, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. And good luck. I hope that the bill doesn't go through and that Callan Park is protected.
Thanks so much, Willie.